From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershock shook the Kathmandu area of Nepal Sunday. It comes a day after the massive earthquake that devastated the region with more than 2,100 deaths and destruction of homes and infrastructure. This French tourist says she's stranded at the airport.
And today we don't know if the airport is open, if we have a flight, we don't know. We have no information. We would like, but we have nothing.
Meanwhile, the United States and other nations are sending disaster response teams to the region to help deal with the tragedy. The United States expressed condolences for the lives lost and pledged an immediate $1 million for disaster relief. Coalition military forces continued to attack Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq on Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, destroying militant fighting positions. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Meanwhile, Islamic State fighters exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan on Saturday in an attack that officials say killed at least 4 Iraqi security forces. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jis al-Shughur on Saturday, 4 days after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. VOA News. Vote counting is underway in Togo, where President Faure Gnassingbé is hoping to remain in power. The president is seeking a 3rd 5-year term, which would keep his family in power for nearly 50 years. He assumed office in 2005 upon the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who ruled the former French colony for 38 years. The opposition leader, Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president the last election, is expected to come in second with a single-round presidential poll. Special observers have descended on Togo to monitor that election. Police in Burundi's capital of Bujumbura clashed Sunday with protesters who are protesting against the president, who is seeking a controversial 3rd term. The government has banned any demonstrations about the ruling CNDD-FDD party's nomination of Mr. Pierre Nkurunziza for a 3rd term. His eligibility comes down to a legal argument about the wording of a formative peace agreement and the country's constitution. Rights groups are urging Indonesia to abandon plans to execute 9 convicted felons, including 2 Australian drug traffickers. More on that story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australians Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran could have only days to live. The ringleaders of the so-called Bali Nine, a group of young Australians convicted of drug smuggling, have been on death row since 2006. They've now been given 72 hours' notice of their executions by Indonesian authorities, although an exact date has yet to be set. Despite diplomatic pressure from around the world, Indonesia appears intent on carrying out death sentences on the 2 Australians, along with citizens from Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, and the Philippines. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has appealed to Indonesia to spare the group from execution. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Hundreds of people in Ukraine marked the 29th anniversary of the world's worst nuclear incident at the Chernobyl power plant. A candlelight service was held Saturday night in the closest town that was close to the plant. The explosion at Chernobyl on April 26, 1986, killed more than 30 people. Thousands of Ukrainians, meanwhile, were permanently disabled by the disaster. Hundreds of thousands more had to evacuate their homes because the blast released dangerous radioactive gases. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the attack and ordered an investigation into the killing of the prominent women's rights activist Shabeen Mahmood in the city of Karachi. Gunmen on a motorcycle killed Mahmood late Friday, hours after she held a forum in Baluchistan province. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.